Penguin presents The Whispers by Greg Howard, read by Joe Jameson. There once was a boy who heard the whispers. He heard them late in the day as the lazy sun dipped below the treetops and the woods behind his house came alive with the magic of twilight. The voices came to him so gently he thought it might be the wind or the first trickle of summer rain. But as time passed, the voices grew louder, and the boy was sure they were calling his name. So he followed them. The whispers led the boy to a clearing deep in the woods, where a rotted old tree stump sat in the center, and fallen leaves covered the ground like crunchy brown carpet. The boy stood next to the stump, waited, and listened. He couldn't see the whispers, but he knew they were there. Their wispy voices surrounded him, tickling the rims of his ears and filling every darkened shadow of the forest. After waiting patiently for quite some time, the whispers' garbled words finally began to make sense to the boy, and they told him things. The whispers knew everything, all the secrets of the universe. They told the boy what color the moon was up close, and how many miles of ocean covered the earth. They even told him how long he would live. 26,332 days. The boy was pleased, because that sounded like a good long time to him. But as they continued to whisper knowledge into his ear, they never showed themselves to the boy. He only caught glimpses from the corner of his eye of their faint bluish glow fading in and out around him. He so badly wanted to see them, to know what kind of creatures they were. How big were they, or how tiny? Were they thin, or fat, or hairy? Were they made of skin and bones like him, or of tree bark, or leaves, or dirt, or something else entirely? The whispers told the boy that if he brought them tributes, they would give him his heart's desires. The boy wasn't sure what a tribute was, and he didn't want very much anyway. He could hardly call them heart's desires. Maybe a new pair of sneakers, so the kids at school wouldn't tease him about his raggedy old ones. Maybe a better job for his father, so he wouldn't worry so much about money. And he would love to see his mother smile again, something she rarely did anymore. But he guessed what he really wanted was to see the whispers with his very own eyes. One day, as the boy's mother made a batch of her special blackberry jam, he asked her what a tribute was. She thought about it a moment and finally told him that a tribute was like a gift to show respect. The boy eyed his mother's handiwork spread over the kitchen table. Everyone loved her jam. When she took it to the local farmer's market, she always sold out, and her blackberry jam was his personal favorite. He was sure it would make an excellent tribute for the whispers. When his mother left the room, the boy took one of the jars from the table and hid it under his bed. The following afternoon, as the sun was setting, he went back to the clearing in the woods with the jam tucked under his arm. He left it sitting on the rotted old tree stump for the whispers. Satisfied with his tribute, the boy spoke his heart's desires aloud, and then hurried home, as not to scare the whispers away. When the boy's father got home from work that evening, his mood was lighter than usual, and the lines of worry had completely vanished from his face. He told the family that he'd received a promotion at work, and tomorrow the boy's mother should take him shopping to buy him new clothes and shoes for school. This news made his mother smile. The boy was amazed that he'd received three of his heart's desires with only one jar of jam. Surely the whispers would reveal themselves to him if he took them a tribute even better than a jar of his mother's blackberry jam, and he knew just the thing. The next day, when the boy returned from shopping with his mother, he snuck out of the house right before sunset and took his new sneakers to the clearing in the woods. He kept them in the box, neatly wrapped in tissue paper, so they wouldn't get scuffed or dirty. They were the nicest shoes he'd ever owned, and surely this tribute would persuade the whispers to show themselves. When he approached the rotted old tree stump, he saw that the blackberry jam was gone. The boy wasn't surprised. He was sure the whispers enjoyed his mother's jam just as much as everyone else did. He put the box with his sneakers on top of the rotted old tree stump, stood back, and waited. And waited, and waited.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?